This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom's nature-based climate fixes, great tomato challenge, and seeking a deal for ag in India. Newsom, nature-based solutions to fight the carbon crisis. On Earth Day, Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled 81 targets for nature-based solutions he says will help California achieve its world-leading climate goals, including reaching carbon neutrality by 2045. Nature-based solutions support the ability of lands to absorb more carbon than they release, a critical tool in the state's climate arsenal. Since 2020, the Newsom administration has invested approximately $9.6 billion in nature-based solutions that combat the effects of climate change, according to a release from the governor's office. Here are his new 2045 targets. 33.5 million acres managed to reduce wildfire risk, mostly through beneficial fire. 11.9 million acres of forests managed for biodiversity protection, carbon storage, and water supply protection. 7.6 million acres conserved with protections. 3.4 million acres of croplands managed to boost healthy soils, drought resistance, and below-ground biodiversity. 4.2 million trees planted to protect California communities from the climate crisis, remove carbon, and increase access to nature where it's needed most. 2.7 million acres of shrublands and chaparral managed for carbon storage, resilience, and habitat connectivity. 1.6 million acres for grasslands managed to restore native grasslands and protect biodiversity. 1.5 million acres of sparsely vegetated lands, deserts, beaches, etc., to protect fragile ecosystems. California Women for Agriculture makes case to legislators. They may be fairly small in number of volunteer advocates they send to Sacramento to lobby on behalf of California agriculture, but they intend to punch beyond their size. The California Women for Agriculture met yesterday in Sacramento to discuss key issues, celebrate their champions, and visit their elected representatives. CWA President Deborah Strosine told AgriPulse the organization opposes AB 1864, which would require farmers applying a pesticide within a quarter mile of a school to submit a notice of intent to the county ag commissioner. Strosine said the state already has significant regulations in place to protect the school children. The organization also opposes the Department of Pesticide Regulations budget proposal, which would increase the mill assessment, a tax on crop protection pesticides, which CWA says contains no accountability or transparency. On the positive side, Strosine said the group supports AB 2900, which would provide technical assistance and funding for small farmer-owned fleets to transition to cleaner emission-compliant trucks. The cost to purchase a new zero-emission medium or heavy-duty truck can be upwards of $800,000. This is out of reach for California family farmers and ranchers. The organization also supports AB 2528, known as the Williamson Act cancellation, because they say it would put fallowed agriculture land to positive use and accelerate the state's transition to carbon neutrality. The Great Tomato Challenge scores big in Sacramento. We usually like to cover the news, not make it. However, when it involves helping people grow their own food for a good cause, why not? AgriPulse, in partnership with California State Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Melissa Hurtado, launched a project in Sacramento yesterday, quote, "The Great Tomato Challenge, Growing Your Own, Feeding the Needy," where we gave away 26 tomato plants to California legislators and their staff members. Even Assemblymember Robert Rivas plans to get in on the competition. Earth Day is a great way to celebrate agriculture and encourage more people to grow their own food, said editor Sarah Wyatt. But as a gardener myself, I know it's not always simple or easy. We plan to follow our contestants through their tomato growing journey on social media and then make a $1,000 donation to the food bank on behest of the winner. The winner will be announced at our June 4 Food and Ag Policy Issues Summit in Sacramento. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. U.S. businesses, trade groups seek deal in India. A USDA trade mission is in India this week trying to make inroads into the giant economy for U.S. food and ag products. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, is leading the delegation that has representatives of 47 businesses and farm groups. They include the Almond Board of California, the American Pistachio Growers, Blue Diamond Growers, California Walnut Company, Callaway Foods, The Wonderful Company, United Dairy Ingredients Group, and the Wine Institute. As the world's most populous country and the fifth largest economy, India is primed for continued growth as a top destination for U.S. food and agriculture products, Taylor said in a statement. Court of International Trade sends tomato anti-dumping legislation back to Commerce. A Court of International Trade decision involving alleged tomato dumping by Mexican producers will serve to delay any relief for American producers, that according to the Florida Tomato Exchange. The court remanded to the Commerce Department an anti-dumping investigation that had been suspended in 2019 when an agreement was reached between Commerce and Mexican producers exporters of fresh tomatoes to the U.S. The court ruled last week that Commerce needs to go back and use data from 1995 and 96 when the investigation started.